Keeping it real with Hamilton's property portfolio.
Hi, this is Simon with today's episode of Keeping It Real with Hamilton's. Today I thought I would touch on a subject that is quite dear to me. And as a real estate agent, I often notice that buyers, when viewing a property, for lack of a better description, lack the vision of actually placing themselves in the home. So I thought what I would do is I'd cover sort of five aspects that you should not worry about when buying a house. The first one is paint colors can change. It might hurt your eyes to look at a house with bright green walls and a magenta ceiling, but a paint color should not determine whether or not you should buy the home. Ask yourself whether you'd be able to live in the space if it was painted a different color. You can paint over a wall with a color of your choice, put your own stamp on the property, create a feature wall or an accent wall, and paint is a relatively inexpensive way to completely change the space that you are in. Number two, you're not buying their furniture. So don't look at the old wood and embroidered sofa that might be present in the living room when you view a house, because that is not what's going to stay when the house leaves. And very often the way that a home is decorated can either make or break it. And I've seen it in the reverse, Eon, when beautifully decorated homes are stripped of their decoration upon moving and look vastly different to what was seen at the time of the showing. And vice versa, horrible homes with outdated furniture can look amazing with the right furniture in them. So always look above and beyond the furniture in a room. This number three is the layout of the house. The layout and how the current owners live in the house is a reflection of how they wish to use the space, not necessarily how you wish to use the space. They might have decided on a large bedroom to use as an office space and a small bedroom to put a bed in. That doesn't mean the bedroom is small. It allows you then, if you want, to put the office in the small bedroom and the bed in the larger bedroom and make the space your own. Don't fixate too much on the functions that each room has, because just like the furniture, the style of the house can change. The next one is light. Buyers are always attracted to wide open spaces with lots of natural light in them. When a house is dark, it's often very difficult to even want to give it a second glance. But remember, you can add as much additional lighting as you want. Perhaps the owners have left only one lamp on. Perhaps they keep the curtains closed. Perhaps there's even an overgrown shrub outside that window. All of those areas can be rectified. Then the fifth point I'd like to do is that you can actually change the architectural details of a home. There are several easy changes that you can make if you don't like the details the house currently has. If you don't like wood paneling, you can remove it. If you want to add cornice moldings, you can add them. If you want to add rock feature walls, you can. And there are many ways to spruce up a home after you have purchased it. And I think, Eon, the overall tip that I would like to leave our listeners through is to try and look past what you see. Try and look past the good and the bad in the what will be removed from a property, so that you're left with no illusions as to what it is that you're ultimately getting. I hope that these tips will not only help people searching for homes, but will also help those that are trying to sell their homes to just identify some of the aspects that buyers see as hurdles in purchasing a property. Personally, I have found that huge amounts of change can be brought into a property through simply switching out the door handles, the cupboard pulls, and changing the light switches. They can all have a dramatic effect on how the place feels. Thank you.
Hamilton's property portfolio offers our clients the boutique experience. This extends from our initial contact until transfer is concluded and incorporates a targeted marketing strategy, ensuring the best results for our clients. Should you wish to place your property on our portfolio, find a property, or would simply like a current market analysis, please contact us. For more about the boutique experience, visit hamiltons.co.za or find us on Facebook under Hamilton's Property Portfolio Garden Route.